On August 24, the province moved the Sunshine Coast to a drought level 5 rating, indicating that adverse impacts from the extended dry weather are almost certain. Of BC's 34 watershed basin areas, 21 are assessed as at level 5, which is the highest level of drought level classification in the provincial system. Those include all of Vancouver Island, all southern mainland areas except the Upper Columbia Basin, plus a number of northern and central locations. SCRD Late August Water Update. In the Sunshine Coast Regional Districts, SCRD Water Update issued on the same day, Utility Services Manager Shane Waukee summed up that drought classification change as not a good thing. He outlined that Chapman Lake is about a half meter higher than it was in late August 2022. Although cooler evening and overnight temperatures are being experienced in the area, if the lack of substantial rainfall persists, the lake's storage level will continue to drop by about 2% per day. The remaining lake storage level was at 41%, and Waukee explained that Stage 4 restrictions for users on the SCRD's Chapman water system would likely be called once that dips to somewhere between 10 and 20%. Without significant rainfall, his estimates was that would need to be considered in early September. Waukee also provided an overview of how the siphon systems at Chapman and Edwards Lakes are used to support the water system, noting that the SCRD holds 2 water licenses on each lake. Each has a primary license that allows access to just over the top of 2 meters of lake water. Licenses to draw water from below those levels to about 6 meters deep are also in place. To access those depths requires use of the siphons, which can only be activated once Stage 4 restrictions are enacted. No change, yet, to Chapman Creek EFN. The Chapman siphons, which would be the first ones put into operation, provide a flow of about 260 liters per second, Waukee explained. Under existing license conditions, 200 liters per second of that water must be released into Chapman Creek to meet environmental flow needs, EFN. He noted that no approval has been received from the province of the regional district's request to temporarily adjust the Chapman Creek EFN to 180 liters per second to divert more flow into the community water system. That request was filed in April. Late August Chapman water supplies. During the second half of August, 62% of the Chapman system water supply came from Chapman Lake, and the Church Road well field provided 18%. Gray Creek, which Waukee referred to as a real trooper in 2023 water supply, contributed 15%, and the Chaster Well was responsible for the remaining 5%.